When I Was Growing Up by Nelly Wong. Introduction. Nelly Wong was born on September 12, 1934 in Oakland, California. She is a renowned revolutionary feminist poet and activist who has strived to address socialist causes. Her parents were Chinese immigrants. At a very early age, she started working in a restaurant begun by her parents. After having graduated from Oakland High School, she worked as a secretary for Bethlehem Steel Corporation for several years. Later, she studied creative writing at San Francisco State University. During the Second World War, when Japan bombed America's naval base Pearl Harbor, Nelly was a child. This had a fearful and painful impact on her life because people would classify her family as Japanese when they were actually Chinese American. When I Was Growing Up is a frequently anthologized poem in educational curricula. This autobiographical poem by Nelly Wong highlights the identity crisis experienced by the Asian Americans. The poem depicts the past of the poet, her early childhood and adolescence. The narrator, who is an Asian American, is forced to incorporate the dominant white culture and disown that of her own, owing to her fear of being discriminated. The white culture allures and ensnares her with all its privileges. The poem analyzes the struggle of a young lady to fit into the cultural majority. She is full of self-loathing towards her yellow skin and yearns for the white skin and perceives herself dirty. Beauty is coded as white. Nelly comments about the poem that as a child, I used to desperately wish for paler skin, lighter hair, and rounder eyes. I would have gladly undergone any kind of reinvention available to be able to pass for white and stop hearing the ethnic slurs on the playground. In the concluding stanza of the poem, there is a transition and a self-realization effected as she discovers her ethnic identity. She reconciles herself with her Chinese-American identity, thereby dismantling the stereotypes of the Western beauty cult. The poem is written in the past tense. The notable aspects of the structure of the poem are the indented stanzas and very little usage of capitalization. The other techniques employed in the poem are that of rhetorical questions, imagery, and repetition. Text. When I Was Growing Up. I know now that once I longed to be white. How, you ask? Let me tell you the ways. When I was growing up, people told me I was dark, and I believed my own darkness in the mirror, in my soul, my own narrow vision. When I was growing up, my sisters with fair skin got praised for their beauty, and I fell further, crushed between high walls. When I was growing up, I read magazines and saw movies. Blonde movie stars, white skin, sensuous lips, and to be elevated to become a woman, a desirable woman, I began to wear imaginary pale skin. When I was growing up, I was proud of my English, my grammar, my spelling, fitting into the group of smart children, smart Chinese children, fitting in, belonging, getting in line. When I was growing up and went to high school, I discovered the rich white girls, a few yellow girls, their imported cotton dresses, their Kashmiri sweaters, their curly hair, and I thought that I too should have what these lucky girls had. When I was growing up, I hungered for American food, American style, scored white, and even to me, a child born of Chinese parents, being Chinese, was feeling foreign, was limiting, was un-American. When I was growing up and a white man wanted to take me out, I thought I was special, an exotic gardenia, anxious to fit the stereotype of an oriental chick. When I was growing up, I felt ashamed of some yellow men, their small bones, their frail bodies, their spitting on the streets, their coughing, their lying in the sunless rooms, shooting themselves in the arms. When I was growing up, people would ask if I were Filipino, Polynesian, Portuguese. They named all colors except white, the shell of my soul, but not my rough, dark skin. When I was growing up, I felt dirty. I thought that God made white people clean, and no matter how much I bathed, I could not change, I could not shed my skin in the grey water. When I was growing up, I swore I would run away to purple mountains, houses by the sea with nothing over my head, with space to breathe, uncongested with yellow people in an area called Chinatown, in an area I later learned was a ghetto, one of my herds of Asian America. I know now that once I longed to be white. How many more ways, you ask? Haven't I told you enough?